The 22-year-old black man who was shot and killed by Saratoga Springs police last week was laid to rest in Sandy Thursday afternoon. KUER's Whitney Evans attended the funeral at an LDS church not far from where he died.
There was little discussion of the circumstances surrounding Darian Hunt's death, which is still being investigated by the Utah County Attorney's Office. It was a solemn service, broken up by a few moments of joyful tears and laughter. The press was allowed to attend the funeral, but recording devices were not allowed inside the service. Several young men from Hunt's LDS ward took to the pulpit, recalling a camping trip they all took to southern Utah, where Hunt helped the group climb Mount Peel. They spoke of his observant nature, his kindness, and his lack of fear. Tamu Smith is a friend of the Hunt family. She spoke to KUER outside the church, saying she's disheartened by the attendance at the funeral, pointing out the absence of local political and religious leaders, as well as the broader community.
In this community of saints and Christians, we believe in mourning with those that mourn and shouldering each other's burdens, and it's painful to see how empty this parking lot is.
Smith says lines have been drawn and support has been thrown behind the Saratoga Springs Police Department instead of behind a family who's lost a son.
I don't think that it was that much of a political statement to have said, I'm going to go and I'm going to wrap my arms around this family, because that's what's needed right now.
Hunt was shot and killed September 10th outside of Panda Express in Saratoga Springs. Police have said Hunt, who was carrying a samurai sword, lunged at the officers. The Hunt's family attorney says an independent investigation contradicts that claim, saying Hunt was shot 6 times from behind. Officials with the Saratoga Springs Police Department and the Utah County Attorney's Office have yet to release any information regarding the officer-involved shooting. Whitney Evans, KUER News.